with irony as my witness, once I moved out to the rural parts of Missouri and away from the city and the constant helicopters and airplanes and biplanes and every once in a while military aircraft, it became woven into the fabric of my eardrums and the soundscape that was around me, which was traffic, both in air and on the ground. And I loved it. It put me to sleep. It was the murmur and my myrrh. And I've only noticed now that I'm out in the rural parts, the only time that I ever hear aircraft in multiples and in different varieties is on 9/11 of any year that I've been out here for the last five. And it's military craft, so high in the sky and so buried in the cloud I can't see it as it ricochets over the sky. In my cold pool yesterday, I looked up at a booming loud sound on the 10th anniversary, and all I could hear was a loud, loud scream in the sky, and all I saw was blue, big puffs of white marshmallow cloud. And then a helicopter came over, and I told my son, let's wave, and we waved frantically at a helicopter overhead. And sporadically throughout the day, all I heard was aircraft going over the sky over and over and over again. And that's the only day out here in these rural parts that I get a taste and a flavor of what's going on overhead as far as the aircraft is concerned. So each year, it's not the anniversary of 9/11. It's the sound of the aircraft I look forward to. And that's just about as loud as it gets today.